New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania are suing the Trump administration over funding for electric vehicle chargers. The states are joining a lawsuit filed by other blue state attorneys general alleging the Department of Transportation is breaking the law by withholding funds approved by Congress. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips reports the lawsuit says the lack of funding has stalled current and future projects.
New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin says the Trump administration should release the $16 million earmarked for new electric vehicle infrastructure in the state. He says the money would create new jobs and provide EV drivers greater access to the roads.
And at a time, again, when we're trying to make energy costs go down, we're trying to make people's lives easier and more affordable, this makes no sense. It's illegal, but it also just makes no sense.
The funds are part of the Biden-era bipartisan infrastructure law, which Congress passed back in 2022. The Department of Transportation did not immediately return a request for comment. But President Trump repeatedly says he's not a fan of electric vehicles. He has ended EV tax credits and recently weakened fuel efficiency standards. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.